Okay, welcome to the second part of Audio Mo Day 1, me trying to learn how to use VoiceOver properly on my MacBook Air. I'm halfway through the tutorial at the moment, having whittered on for ages on the previous Boo, and I just thought I'd just continue for a little bit further because I haven't really got very far yet. I'm trying to do the tables page at the moment and it's not working for me, so let me just read the blurb again.
Text.
Navigating in tables.
Text.
When you interact with tables in text documents and web pages, comma, you navigate vertically and horizontally using the arrow keys in VoiceOver navigation commands you have already learned, period. VoiceOver provides additional commands for adding tables, by column, comma, row, comma, or cell, period, new line. New line to read a table, column, comma, press VO-C-C, period, new line. To read the row, comma, press VO-R, period, new line. To read the column header, comma, VO-C, period, new line. New line, use VoiceOver now to explore the table in the practice area below, period, new line. New line, when you write single quotation mark, right on, comma, select the continue or go back button, period.
Okay, so I'm going to navigate to the table.
Row 14 of 14, index, 1, 4, language, Korean, character count, 6, selected.
I wonder if I have to actually enter it. Let's just try that.
Interact with
table.
Row 14 of 14.
Okay, so now I'm interacting
index,
with it.
Edit 10.
Maybe it will work this time. Let me do. So I'm going to try and do read the column. So that's VOCC.
Index.
No, that was V, Robert.
Activity, choose a menu, two items.
No.
1, 4.
Edit text.
Activity, choose a menu, two items. 1, 4.
Edit text.
Activity, choose a menu, two items.
Yeah.
Index.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't understand. Let's try VOR then.
Insert of a table, period. To enter text in this field, comma, type, period. To navigate the cells within this table, press control, dash, option, comma, and then up arrow, comma, down arrow, comma, left arrow, comma, or right arrow, period. Index, 1, 4, language, Korean, character count, 6.
Well, maybe that is what it says. Maybe, hang on.
Index, 1, 4, language, Korean, character count, 6. Language, Korean, character count, 6.
Okay,
six.
So I can navigate
Korean. Index, 1, 4,
using
character count, 7.
The keys.
Language, Chinese, index, 1, 3. Character count, 7, 7, 6, 6.
But I'm not understanding.
Language, Korean, index, 1, character
what
count,
this table's
7,
telling
language,
me.
China, index, 1, 3, character count, 7, 6.
So I want to know what the row, oh, so row heading
would
be.
You are currently on a text field, comma, inside of the table, period.
Let's see if I can get to the top of the table.
9, 7, 5, 1, 7, 7, 6, 6, 8, 7, 7.
Okay, so that should be the top.
7.
So if I press VoiceOver R, it should tell me what the
you are
row
on text field,
header
comma,
is.
Inside of the table, period. To enter text in this field, comma, type, period. To navigate the cells with character count, 7.
Okay, and then if I went right.
Index, 2. Index, 2. Language, Japanese. Character count, 8.
It's quite difficult because you don't know which element of the table it's actually telling you about.
You are currently on a text field, comma, inside of the table, period. To enter text in this field, comma, type, period. To navigate the cells within this table, press control, dash, option, comma, and then up arrow, comma, down arrow, comma, left arrow, comma, or right arrow, period.
I think really I need to try it on a table that where I know the contents. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one. I shall pause.
VoiceOver quick start, selecting a date and time.
Window.
Okay, so I'm meant to be selecting a date and time now.
Yes.
As keyboard focus.
Okay, so it's got the keyboard focus, it said, so I should just be able to press up and down, I think.
You are currently on a date period. To enter this date and time field, comma, press control, dash, option, dash, shift, dash, down, arrow, period.
All right, now I need to enter it then.
Interact with date, 1982. 1983.
Fine,
1984.
Okay.
1985. 1990, 1994. 1995. 1996. 1990, 2000.
Okay, so, and then maybe right in order to get to the next
February.
One.
March.
Okay,
February, January,
that's
December,
working.
Day 12. 13,
wow, something's
14,
working. Maybe I
13,
should stop after
12,
this, since I've found something that works.
1999. Day 12. December. 1998.
Right. 2000. There we go. Okay, so let's then get out of that one.
You are currently stop interacting with date. Enter a time.
So then I've pressed VO right to enter a time. I then press VO shift down in
you
order
interact
to
with text. Enter a time.
Interact with it.
Enter a time. Enter a time. Time. A. Enter. Enter. A. Time. Time. Enter a. Enter a time. Time.
But the time field.
Enter a.
Isn't acting in the same way as the date one did.
Enter. A. Stop interacting with text.
Oh, I interact with text, that's right.
1, 2, December, 2, 0, 0, enter time, 4 p.m.
Time.
Ah, that's how I needed to do it. I was interacting with the text accidentally rather than the actual actual field. So you can hear I'm getting tired now.
5 p.m. 6 p.m. 7 p.m. 8 p.m. 9 p.m. 10 p.m.
Just select anything. Here we go. Okay, right.
Stop interacting with time.
Okay, there we go. I know how to change the time. That's good.
Voice over on voice over quick start using steppers.
Window.
2, 5, content selected, 8,
edit text.
So I'm meant to be using steppers in order to change a value. I've never heard of a stepper before, so let's just see what we find. Here we go.
Stepper.
And then I presume you need to press VO shift down.
You are currently on stepper period to interact with stepper.
And then VO up or down in order to select something.
Incrementing. Incrementing. Decrementing. 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 Incrementing. Incrementing, incrementing, incrementing.
That's really helpful, isn't it? It tells me it's incrementing. Or decrementing. Is decrementing a word?
Incrementing. Decrementing. Incrementing.
Is that all there is?
Incrementing. Decrementing. Incrementing. Incrementing.
Well, okay, I'm incrementing.
Stop interacting with stepper. Number of children, colon. 0. Number of children, colon.
Edit text.
Okay, so let's enter that.
Interact with edit text, 0.
So then I can just enter a number, presumably.
Selection replay, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
0.
I don't understand what the stepper bit was for, though.
You are currently in a text field.
Okay.
Period. Stop interacting with edit text.
Stepper.
Quit.
Button.
Go back.
Button.
Continue.
Button.
Press.
I think this computer knows me too well. It's given up on asking me to try things. It just keeps on telling me them instead. So it's just told me about using the web rotor and tells me I can press VO and U and then go navigate through it up and down and then press VO U to get out of it again. However, it's not given me the option to actually try it, so we'll just move on to the next one.
Using auto web spots, VoiceOver provides an alternate way to browse web pages based on their visual layout. When a web page opens, VoiceOver identifies key elements that represent related items on the page and automatically creates virtual tags, called web spots, to mark them. To jump to the next or previous auto web spot, press VO Command N or VO Command Shift N. When you hear one of interest, use general navigation keys to hear the related items. To move to the item before or after an auto web spot, press VO right arrow key or VO left arrow key. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key.
Sorry, I didn't really take that in. I'm going to have to read that again.
Using the web rotor, navigating using auto web spots, VoiceOver provides an alternate way to browse web pages based on their visual layout. When a web page opens, VoiceOver identifies key elements that represent related items on the page and automatically creates virtual tags, called web spots, to mark them. To jump to the next or previous auto web spot, press VO Command N or VO Command Shift N. When you hear one of interest, use general navigation keys to hear the related items. To move to the item before or after an auto web spot, press VO right arrow key or VO left arrow key. Now continue to the next.
I think I understood
practicing
that just
web
about.
Page navigation. Use VoiceOver now to navigate web pages in the practice area below. You can use VO and the arrow keys, the web rotor, and auto web spots. When you're done, select the continue or go back button.
I think, to be honest, I'm afraid I'm not in the mood anymore.
Practicing web page navigation.
HTML content.
As keyboard focus.
We'll pick this up another day. So I'm going to press escape and hopefully get out of this.
VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility.
Window. Toolbar.
Utility categories.
Table.
Okay. Row 1 of 10. General.
Toolbar.
Right. So hopefully I'm out of that. I'm then going to close this down.
Authentication.
System dialog.
Are you sure you want to shut down your computer now? Question.
And it has gone. There we go. Oh, sorry about that. I have just run out of energy. And the inclination to keep going. The problem is, this is how I keep on ending up with it. That I encounter so much frustration with the thing that my stamina in actually using it isn't as long as it really ought to be. However, maybe doing this at the end of the day wasn't a good idea. Maybe I should do my next audio recording on this first thing in the morning and see if I have more luck with it. Anyway, that's me. Over and out for now. See you next audio mode day.